Hey everybody, this is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, I'm interviewing San Antonio bloggers. Today, I'm speaking with Laura Applin, who is a public relations professional who blogs at PRMommy.com. Hey Laura, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's talk about career and family. Most of the time, those are two main pieces of our lives that we keep separate. Yet you've purposely blended both worlds together between your business as a PR professional at LHA PR and your blog, PR Mommy.
Yeah, so the reason why I even did the blog was because I wanted to have a commonality with a lot of the moms that I had met, the influencers that I had met. And I was fascinated that they took such a great plunge to be so public about their, you know, their daily life. And of course, they their own personal story to share. And I felt like I had a story myself because I had started going to work on my own. And the concept was, well, my clients in this PR journey as a PR mommy are really and truly my children. And, you know, I'm a Mexican-American heritage, and I felt like I had this unique story to tell. And it's interesting because my blog doesn't promote specific clients that I work with. It just shares my personal journey, highlighting my family. But I will always use the hashtag ThisPRMommy if, like, I'm on social media and I have like a blooper to share, or, you know, something funny or something that I'm really proud about, because I feel like us moms are so busy with what we do. It's amazing if we have like a job well done on the professional side and on the mommy side at the same time. You know, you never get the two all at once. There's always something, a backstory where something went wrong and you're trying to just pick up the pieces, but you'd have a great day at the office. But then, you know, your family life was just like, oh my God, I can't believe my kid threw up in the car seat. You know what I mean? On my way to work. I felt like that was an interesting story to tell with what I do. So that's why I share my blog.
You know, you really have this unique ability to cultivate relationships with bloggers and influencers. What have you found are the keys to your success?
Well, I think a good PR person, especially in their local community, needs to understand and value, especially when it comes to influencers, aka bloggers, they really need to evaluate and find out what the purpose of the event is for, and really meet that influencer halfway and know, not just taking advantage of their time, knowing that their time is very valuable, knowing that they might be balancing work and kids, and actually knowing who they're about and what their identity is, and matching it to that event. Because I know working a lot of times with different events, you know, the idea is just to get a big crowd of influencers. Well, I mean, there's really, you know, the end result, if they don't walk away feeling special or feeling like they've made an investment with their community, it's a waste of time. And so I always feel very humble getting to know these influencers and getting to know their families and getting to know, you know, where they're at and what their readers want to know about. And I match it based on that. So a lot of the events I've done, which could be like food related, or it could be arts, or it could be working with kids, it's not, you know, one person shop. One influencer doesn't carry all those different issues. Some might, but some may not. And you have to really appreciate each person for who they are and what they stand for.
You know, I wonder if being a blogger also makes it easier to work with bloggers and influencers.
It helps because you understand their side and you understand like what it means about delivering content. And then when I was invited early on in the process, when we did the San Antonio bloggers group, it just kind of helped open up that chapter to getting to know other influencers. And I'm very humbled to have been invited to that group, and I don't take it for granted at all.
You know, with so much happening at such a fast pace, you know, social media, blogging, all of these tools didn't exist a few years ago. How are you keeping up to date with the rapidly changing public relations environment?
Yeah, and I had a great conversation with a colleague just the other day, how it's continuing to shift. And where I want to be with my practice is more into social marketing and digital marketing and still keep the value of the relationships that I have with influencers and also with traditional journalists. But also, how can my work and my experiences tap directly to the client's needs? Because a lot of times, especially with the work that I do, I work with a nonprofit. They may not have a lot of budget. So I'm always trying to figure out what's the best way to connect the dots for them that will help push the needle for that issue that they really want to take control of or have attention on. And it may not be, you know, this fill-in-the-box kind of format. It has to be almost where you take a different approach with everything you do. And so I feel over time, you constantly have to evolve. You constantly have to appreciate the relationships that you build. You should never burn any bridges whatsoever. And you should take every person as a contributor at their value, at their worth, and really grow with them as well.
You know, you bring up a really interesting point in regards to nonprofits with small to no budget. I mean, that is more common than folks may know. But social media has opened up a new way for them to tell their stories that wasn't possible before. You know, I would think that that would be that internally created content is kind of like a gold mine for you to be able to have even more opportunity to share their stories.
Yeah, exactly. There was this one campaign that I was just finished wrapping up with the San Antonio Cancer Council. And I had done a project with them a year ago, helping to promote their fashion card, which is a $50 retail card that sells the last 2 weeks of October, and people can use it as an early holiday push. Well, I talked with another influencer about the idea of focusing on fashion bloggers. And my friend, she's great in PR as well, she had said, Laura, you really need to look at, you know, the advocate side, look at, you know, the people who are a part of the cancer foundation and why it's important for them. So her telling me, you know, basically pushing back, saying, I don't think you should go with fashion bloggers. I think you actually need to go back to the advocacy, made me go, you know what, let me take a step, look at that. So I created this campaign where it was dedicated to Sierra Leone's 1005 Faces, which was the simple black and white silhouette of people holding up a board and kind of highlighting themselves. And I use that to the level of what it means to be a supporter for cancer research. And so I called it, I used hashtag My Cancer, My Story. And I highlighted several ladies from the Cancer Council who do this on a volunteer basis and basically said, hold up this board. I did a simple black and white photo with my iPhone, zero budget because they just basically hired me for my time. And each person who had their board up, they actually highlighted their story. So there's one person that holds up the board and it says, been serving patients since 1975. And she's smiling and it says, my cancer, my research. Another person says, you know, her mother lost her battle. And that was her cancer, her story. And another person whose husband survived five different forms of cancers, she's smiling because she still has her husband with her. And I felt that combined with the nonprofit directly reaching out to the different partner retailers on Facebook really helped elevate the story. And we were able to sell more cards early in the process online versus at the retail outlets. And I'm really, really proud of that project because it was a labor of love. We had zero money and we drove that story just through social media. And so if you go to SA Cancer Council and you actually scroll through some of the photos, you'll see the black and white silhouettes of that.
Oh man, I'm listening to you share that story and I could picture every single person you were describing. What a great way to use your creativity to help get the word out about My Cancer, My Story. And the really great thing was that you used tools that you already had available. That really just illustrates that sometimes it takes a little bit of creativity and using what you have on hand to make a big impact.
Yeah, and to even add to that, it's actually a funny part of the story, but considering the fact we had zero budget, I was rushing to meet with the Cancer Council because we were going to have some board members there. and able to take their photos. And I had been searching for that right size board and I could never find one. And I finally was like, you know what? I'm running out of time. I'm just going to grab what's in my kids' wall space, which is this big dry erase board. And I just grabbed that with a dry erase marker. And at that point, I was like, if I need to, I'll upgrade and just switch out the board. But we just kind of ran out of time and they kept the board. And that board from my kid's wall is what we've been using for that entire project. So it totally speaks to why my blog is called PR Mommy, because literally like 3/4 of the things that I do with the limited time that I have is, you know, meshed into being a mom, into having kids and, you know, trying to save a dollar and understanding that perspective. So I think that's a little bit of where my sensitivity lies.
What advice do you have for other PR professionals who haven't yet taken the dive into blogging?
I think they need to evaluate where they want to be. If they have a story that they want to share, that's why I went with the personal blog. I have gone back and forth with myself going, okay, should my post be business, you know, and talking about the next communication, the next this and that. And I think that's fantastic. And I totally, you know, applaud people who have that. And I would actually recommend them to add that component to their website. But for me, because my life story is a little bit more gelled into, you know, myself, my family connections, that's why I went through the personal blog. So I think my advice to someone would be the opposite of what I've done, which is basically if you want to create a blog, have a very business focused, have, you know, some expert opinions shared on your website, have it updated so that, you know, more views will be gained onto your website as you're sharing your blog. This personal blog that I have is a very different reason. It's actually not to promote my business at all. It's actually just to have people understand who I am and where I come from and why I am a little, you know, nutty in the way I am. Is that a good business practice? I don't know, but I feel like it lets people know who I am. And I always think that that's a positive in the professional life, especially living here in San Antonio, where it's like, you never know who you're going to run into. And the people who you meet, you know, years ago are people that you might be reporting to, you might be working with. So, I mean, those connections need to be very strong. And I always feel like people need to know each other on a personal level. You know, that's in a nutshell where the two lie.
You know, you mentioned something that was really one of the main reasons I wanted to create this podcast to showcase San Antonio bloggers. And that's the close-knit community that we have here in the Alamo City. Now, while San Antonio is the 7th largest city in the United States, anyone who has spent time here will notice just how much of a small town, family-friendly vibe we have. You've never met a stranger, and that personal touch extends into all aspects of life, including how business is conducted.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, especially, and I think when I do work, I like to obviously not drink the Kool-Aid, and I try to stay in my thinking of what does the consumer need to see and feel. And it's very professional. But when you're actually working with people, especially with nonprofits, 9 out of 10 times, these people are used to like 12-hour day shifts. They work really, really hard. They love what they do. They love their community. And it's one of those things where you have to understand that human side, and it pushes you to do better at what you do. And it makes you, at least for me, as strategic as possible, because time is money and they're hiring you to do a special task to get them to the next level. And you should never take that for granted. So it's very helpful to learn that mindset of that business, you know, that nonprofit, and where their passion moves towards reaching their community. And to me, that's why I like to have those personal connections, because it's kind of like I'm pushing myself already, but let me get to know these people on a personal level, on a staff level, on a volunteer level. That's going to help me drive to the nth degree to really help hit it home.
Laura, where can folks go to keep up with your PR work and your blog?
So I have a website. It's lhapr.com. People can always go to my site, and it's more of my resume. And then, of course, I'm on LinkedIn. And then I'm in the community. So I try to be out as much as possible. And I'm always, you know, I always say that I give the house away. You know, if you ever want to have a cup of coffee, or just you have a question, or you have an idea that you want to like brainstorm with, I'm all about, you know, sharing what I know, the knowledge I have, because I always feel like if I'm going to share with you, eventually I'll learn from you too. And I always want to keep that open door with anybody I meet. So I really truly believe the keys to success is being authentic, doing what you absolutely love, and staying open, you know, and willing to help that person that wants to come up and try their own business, or, you know, is that influencer that wants to jump into PR. You know, I'm so okay with that. It's funny, I talk with people all the time. They're like, their approach is the opposite. Like, oh no, I don't like, you know, people tapping into my work. To me, it's all the same. It's like, as long as you're helping your clients or working with your nonprofit, you know, it's all the same. The more the merrier is my mantra. So you can always look on me for social media or through my LinkedIn or my website, call me on my phone. You know, I'm an open book. Let's have some coffee.
The San Antonio Blogger Podcast for National Podcast Post Month theme music, Happiness, can be found on bensound.com.